The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back talking all about the beautiful new book from DK Publishing, which is Raw, the First 25 Years. This magnificent 200-page book is available now at fine booksellers everywhere, and it will look wonderful on your coffee table, in your hand, or, you know, just anywhere in your house, because it's that pretty.
It really is that pretty.
So, before we get into the book, have to give huge props to Jake Black, John Hill, Dean Miller, and the entire writing team and design team over at DK. Y'all did a wonderful, wonderful job on this book. I absolutely love it. I applaud it. I'm cradling it. You can't see that. It's kind of creepy, actually. You probably shouldn't do that. But I think this is a great book.
Oh, it's a tremendous book. It gives you a nice, brief, yet detailed summary of the 25 years in WWE Monday Night Raw history. You see moments that you remember. There are moments you forget. There's moments that, when you see some pictures, that just jog your memory. Wait, that did happen on Monday Night Raw.
And I love that about this book, that at any point you can open it up and you look at it and you're like, oh yeah, I remember that happening. Like, you know, Hornswoggle being Mr. McMahon's son. I completely remember that happening. And then there was another one earlier in the book that I opened to that it was like, oh yeah, I had forgotten that Mickey James had, you know, abducted Trish Stratus's boyfriend and, you know, tried to blackmail her with him. So it's an awesome little thing where it's like you just flip open and at any point in the book, it's like, oh yeah, yeah, that did happen, didn't it? Or, oh my God, you know, I completely forgot about that. So I love this about that. It's just like a trip down memory lane, because after a while, it just all bleeds together.
I mean, it's 25 years. It sort of bleeds together for reasons.
But it's great for us, because when we have discussions and we have to go back and reference something, we can go back in this book.
We can.
Because
we totally can.
Did it happen on Raw? That's the question. And it generally did.
It usually, mostly, sort of did. Yeah. That's the great thing about this book. And some of the things you can see is, like, I'm flipping through it now and I came across page 101. And it's introducing The Miz. And you look how young he is with his faux hawk and everything. It's like, oh, that was The Miz when he screwed up with the Diva Search.
Yep.
The WWWE, whatever. Stuff like that. When he had to do the number 2. Go to WWE.com and, yeah, vote and stuff. It was, yeah, everything from DX, the NWO in WWE, all the King of the Ring stuff that happened, the once-in-a-lifetime John Cena or The Rock moments are in here, all the big brawls, all the big weddings that happened on Monday Night Raw.
The Black Wedding is in here. Makes me so happy.
The Black Wedding, the Edge and Lita, or Kane and Lita weddings in here, I should say. You get some of the huge moments, the Rock and Hogan stare down. They even talk about the Hunter and Steph wedding in here as well, both of them.
I was going to say, which time? Because there were two.
There are both weddings are detailed in this book.
What's interesting is that the Undertaker stalker storyline is in here too, which they don't really talk about much. They don't acknowledge that much, but it's cool that it's in here. Because it's an interesting piece of history for the Undertaker that you don't normally hear about much anymore.
You don't hear about it much, but it is in here. I love that it takes you all the way up to the actual episode of Raw 25.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some books you see that, oh yeah, it celebrates a certain period of time, but they forget the last moment. But it's like, this actually gets you to Raw 25, which is pretty cool, which was an awesome show.
It was a great show.
Yeah. Like, I just flip randomly to page 17, and there's the Road Dog as the roadie.
And then you look forward to WrestleMania this year, and he was the roadie again for 5 minutes with Jeff Jarrett, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so this stuff is great. I love books like this. I like all the WWE encyclopedias that our friend Brian Shields has done with DK Publishing. We enjoyed the superstar guide that they just put out last year, which was great. This is awesome. This is an awesome book.
What I love is in the back, in the very, very back, they have a glossary that explains a lot of what the terms are, which is fantastic. So if you're not sure, if you've just started watching wrestling or you don't understand some of the references, hey, there's a glossary in the back that tells you exactly what it means, which is super helpful.
I like this. RKO, Randy Orton applies a face lock and dives onto his back, bring his opponent face down onto the mat. There you go. We now know what an RKO out of nowhere means.
No, that's just a regular RKO.
Just a regular RKO. But now we know what the RKO is.
Yes, now we know what the RKO Mateo is, yes. So yeah, so awesome book. Love it. Congratulations to everybody over at DK for this. Great job. You should be very, very proud of it because it's beautiful. The design is good. The pictures are wonderful. Again, I always get super jealous when we get to review books like this because I look at all the pictures and it's like, oh man, they got to go through the entire like picture gallery that WWE has and they got to go into the servers and like, oh, I'm so jealous. Because there are so many beautiful pictures in here, and just the layout is wonderful. The way that they've organized it is wonderful. So again, everybody should be super proud of this book because it's absolutely magnificent. And again, if you would like it, it is available at fine booksellers everywhere. And, you know, online, Amazon, stuff like that. If you have Prime, they could probably get it to you tomorrow. So just think about that.
That's a perfect deal right there. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you know, Amazon Prime, $25. It's a good deal.
Great. So, it's a great deal. You also go to WWEShop.com and buy it too.
But they don't have Prime.
Accurate statement.
But yes, you can buy it from WWE Shop too, if you'd like, and you can pay for expedited shipping. But yes, so if you want this book, if you would like this book, I would highly recommend it if you're a history buff for wrestling, WWE in general. It's, as we said, it's great, and we both love it, and you'll love it too. So I think that does it for the Raw 25 book. What do you think?
It does. Make sure you follow us on the socials. It's Rack Radio Show on the Facebook, the Twitters, the Instagrams, the YouTubes, the Stitchers, the iTunes, the Google Plays. You can follow at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWRD. So for Rock, this is Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you later. Bye!